This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Bob Tuscan. All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Radiation experts confirm millennium on Arafat clothing. Swiss radiation experts have confirmed they found traces of polonium on clothing used by Yasser Arafat, which support the possibility that the veteran Palestinian leader was poisoned. No real surprise there. That could have been one of my Mossad minutes. Jeez.
Yes, it could have been. But
what's that, Steve?
The key thing is okay, if it's on his clothing, that's one thing, but was it in his body? I mean, they could have put it on his clothing later. I'm just giving, you know, the benefit of the doubt here. I'm saying, well, how do we know that's what affected Arafat? I mean, is there any information or forensic studies or autopsy reports that say that polonium was the cause
of... Well, it supports the possibility is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, that's good. We ought to look into it. Yeah, definitely.
So... U.S. allies let funds flow to Al-Qaeda in Syria. No surprise there.
Uh-huh.
About how the NSA collects millions of email address books globally.
Yes.
Surprise mm-hmm. there. How about this one? The Army, about 8 years ago, Steve. Spend $5 billion on a uniform change. Well, they're changing it again.
I think they need a new uniform. Don't you?
They should go naked. No.
Well, wear a Barney the Dinosaur uniform, maybe something like that. Teletubbies.
$8 billion. Now they're changing it at another $4 billion. What's $4 billion when you have a government shutdown, Steve?
A billion here, a billion there, Bob. You know, sooner or later.
Uniform. We want our men and women to look sharp. We haven't talked about the EBT riots yet.
Yeah. We should go into that because that's shows you the seriousness of the situation. And unfortunately, the government shutdown. If that affects a lot of people's food stamps, it's going to cause problems. And
It hasn't, but there have been some unrelated issues, which brings into perspective that America, folks, would be consumed. I mean, literally consumed with mass rioting and looting if food stamp programs stop functioning. How many people are on food stamps today, Steve?
There are, according to statistics, at least 47 million. I think those have been upgraded now to around 49 million. It's a little over one out of every six, about one out of every six and a half, close to one out of every seven Americans right now have to rely on the government to feed them.
So what is that about, 14%, 15%?
Well, it's it's pretty high up there, man. It's almost close to 16. I'd say about 15. Yeah, about 15% of the population right now. And these folks, a lot of them are students, a lot of them are young, a lot of them are people who cannot work and need to be helped. I'm not against helping people. I think we should do that. And, you know, I'd like to see a more compassionate, capitalistic approach where we do this ourselves without wasting a lot of money.
Well, instead we're forced at the point of a gun to give our Federal Reserve notes, which are a big problem.
And 80% of that money is abducted, and a little bit of trickle-down charity gets to the people eventually. We saw that Katrina. We saw what happened in Haiti. We talked about that last week, Bob. We've seen what happens with a lot of these donations to the Red Cross, to the United Nations, and various other so-called charity organizations, and where things really end up with all this.
So what happened this weekend with the EBT shutdown?
Well, they ran out of the ability, actually, in Louisiana, it looks like, to deal with the the EBT online system that limited people as to what, you know, how much they could buy. Like if you had $600 worth of food stamps, or let's say $200, something like that, they could not verify that this person had $1.98 left in their account, and so people began just going through the stores, picking out all they could, and going through the lines because they were just, you know, charging these EBT cards up way beyond the limits of what they had. So they had grocery carts full of stuff that was they knew they couldn't pay for. They knew they didn't have that much money in their EBT account, and they didn't have any way at these two Walmart stores in Louisiana to check that. So for a while there, they were just ringing up all kinds of stuff and charging it to EBT cards and no verification as to the funds available for that person to use. And it became a free-for-all very quickly. And, you know, who knows how much they overcharge, probably the tune of $2 or $3 or $4 million, who knows. But they caught on pretty quick, and then the whole game stopped, and people left the carts full of food once they realized they were actually shutting down or the system came back up online. Nice little test, though. It shows you that a lot of people will take advantage of this situation when they can. And in some cases, understandably, friends, people are destitute, and they will do what they can do and get away with. The problem here, though, of course, is that, you know, it's still theft, and it's still illegal, and it's still, you know, what you're taking above what you're allotted is taking out of somebody else's pocket somewhere along the lines. And that's the way America has become today. People don't care anymore about the community. They care about getting all they can in their basket as quick as they can, legally or illegally in this case. And I think we'll see that resume. I mean, there's going to be more of that. You know, if
all
you see
right, well, this should be very interesting, folks.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to get ready. Hey, Steve, last hour I was teasing about this town in Florida, the suburb of Florida, making millions from drug sting operations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, according to a six-month investigation by the Sun Sentinel, undercover detectives in Sunrise, Florida. Not too far from where I live, from where I grew up, Steve.
Okay.
Not too far at all. They seized millions of dollars from drug stings, offering cash rewards for the confidential informants who helped police attract fairway buyers, rather, including paying one informant more than $800,000 over the past 5 years. Must be a good business to be an informant.
Yes, it is. Dangerous, but also a good business if you can live through it, you know.
The paper's investigation has led the police department to stop the cocaine stings with Mayor Michael Ryan, who supports the police work, blaming the Sun Sentinel for exposing the department's strategies and compromising the undercover work. They made millions from these stings, folks. And how have they helped the community? How have they helped the society? Well, they've ruined families, they've made it more dangerous, and once again, the war on drugs is an expensive, colossal failure.
Yeah, it's been a very long haul. It's supported a very dangerous underground. It's affecting poor people more than anyone else, but, you know, if you're a rich young kid from the suburbs and you get entangled with these people, you can get into a lot of trouble, too. So, I mean, it's affecting all of us, and we're paying for it, and we're putting people in prison a lot of times who are users or the small changers, and we know at the top, where does it go, Bob? Where does it go at the top? Who's actually behind a lot of this? Fast and Furious?
The same mm-hmm. folks that are supposedly anti are pushing the drugs on the highest levels.
It's very old game.
We never shall forget Oliver North, right? What he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the opium wars back in the early days, in the 1800s even. You know, it's a very old game, really. It's been going on for a long time. I had a friend that just returned from what is called the Golden Triangle area in Mexico. It's kind of in the middle of Chihuahua, that area like there. He went down there with an organization that was giving kids shoes and stuff like that. They told him not to wander into town by himself, Bob, you know, but he went to a convenience store, you know, just to get some water. 30 guys showed up with guns. Next thing you know, he was almost an abductee. Luckily, they knew the people he was with and got him back.
The Bob Justin Show. World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
What is that, Dave?
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Steve, a gentleman by the name of Goss Blank, a.k.a. Charles Rich, passed away Sunday afternoon, October 13th, 2013, in Houston, Texas. You might ask, who was Goss Blank? Why are you telling us about this, Bob?
Yeah.
Well, Goss was an outspoken critic of the HIV equals AIDS paradigm. He was a moderator for the forum at Questioning AIDS, as well as the Rethinking AIDS Facebook page. He was a musician and led the band Nero's opening act. In the event of his death, it was Goss's wish to be autopsied for cause of death, as well as to gather any other information that might help explain his lifetime of health problems. Fortunately, Goss was not a rich man, despite his last name, so his friends want to raise some money to get an autopsy and make it public. Now, you might ask, why is that? Well, Goss was another person who was told that he was going to die of this HIV/AIDS thing. And yes, he died, but he didn't die because of the HIV. He died as a result of a lack of paying attention to his underlying issues, a lack of paying attention to the real problems he might have had with his health, and on top of that, compounding it with AZT, a reject chemotherapy DNA destroyer, along with Christine Maggiore, Kerry Stokely, and many others. Goss died, but not because he wanted to go without a fight. He didn't allow for the HIV lie to take his life. He saw through it and worked very hard and diligently to expose it to others out there so that many did not have to suffer the same fate that he eventually suffered this past Sunday. Steve Starrs, in addition to being my co-host Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, is also a filmmaker. He wrote and directed a film called HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. If you think that the HIV virus is just that, if you think that it is the cause of AIDS and you think it's perhaps a bioweapon, well, you're wrong. That hypothesis, pushed during a press conference in the 1980s with Margaret Heckler and Dr. Robert Gallo, was not based on firm science, was not based on a peer review explanation. It was based on essentially a criminal, a fraudster's opinion. And as a result, we have seen a boogeyman, just like terrorism, just like war on drugs, that has been the pretext to many people's death and demise. And in Africa, is essentially the same thing. Steve, would you like to comment on this gentleman passing away?
Yeah, I would. It's another sad case, of course, and you mentioned some of my good friends, people that we've known in the past. Some of them have found out too late that they were taking this dangerous chemotherapy called AZT, which is designed to destroy DNA. And of course, everybody has admitted now that monotherapy, or just the use of this nucleoside analog, which is a DNA chain terminator that they were using, AZT, was a disaster. But when you mention Robert Gallo and you mention that press conference, we're coming up almost on 30 years of that, Bob. We'll be coming around to that this next April, and we'll do some more stories on that. But the key thing I would say is that, you know, one of the most frightening things you can tell people, and this is going to scare you, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not hip to this already, this is going to scare you. It's not that there's a virus causing AIDS. This is what really scares you. There is no virus called HIV causing AIDS. That's scary. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't tell me that. No. That's like saying 19 Arab hijackers with box cutters did not bring down the World Trade Centers. You know, no, 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 no. We're not experiencing global warming caused by carbon dioxide. No, 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 no. Both parties are controlled by the same elitist group of people who have not your interests in mind. No, no. So when we tell people HIV is not the cause of AIDS, that what they did is created a phantom virus to blame all these diseases on, an epidemic that never happened, that went into decline essentially in 1992. It's been gone for over 20 years in terms of the growth of this epidemic, they called it. Well, what about Africa? What about Africa? People were dying of all kinds of diseases for centuries that looked just like AIDS in Africa long before they created the idea that AIDS came from Africa. You know, they didn't even mention, Bob, AIDS in Africa until the late 80s because they were already running out of gas here in the United States, so they had to find another place to import or export, should I say, this bogus scam on poor people. So they sent it over. Oh, it came from Africa. You know, of course, it fit into a Tarzan movie kind of, you know, ideology of racism. You know, all these black people swinging from trees and, you know, and all this, you know, that kind of a stereotype. It's kind of ugly. You know what I mean. And it fit. And people liked it. And they believed it. And they still believe it. And so if you tell people there is no virus called HIV causing these diseases, that frightens them more than the virus itself, because it scares them, because they realize that, oh my gosh, I've been hearing all this information and I didn't pick up on it that it was a lie, and I've trusted the news media. So, I mean, this is the kind of thing that's happened. We produced our documentary that shows you 10 reasons why HIV is not the cause of AIDS, even if you can isolate it. And there's an argument that it's never been really isolated in pure culture anyway. And then we show you what the real causes are. The Centers for Disease Control knew that in the early 80s. But the virus hunters were out of work because their funding had been cut back by the unsuccessful virus cancer program. They needed to reinvigorate this brand of research and very, very top-trained retrovirologist people, you know, so they had to find something for them to do. So they created a virus that was supposed to be causing AIDS. John Rappaport figured this out very early. He wrote a great book called AIDS Incorporated. Gary Knoll's done some great films. Our film, HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, gives you the 10 academic reasons what the real causes of AIDS are once we eliminate HIV, and then shows you why the dangerous chemotherapies and toxic medications like the protease inhibitors and the nucleoside analogs, which affect you in a lot of weird ways, cause people to actually get the diseases that are predictable or supposed to be predictable, since it takes 15 years from infection to cause a disease with HIV, why this whole thing works and who's behind it. And, you know, it's the same people, Bob, the same people who create the icy talon of fear, who scare you, who create big government programs. And in this case, they've stolen over about $350 billion with a B dollars. And they have just subverted and prostituted medical science and research to the point to where you're seeing what it is today. If they'd have listened to us back in 1992, it'd have been a hard sell to sell things like 9/11 and like Obamacare and all these other frauds that are coming down the pike, one right after another, where they frighten and terrorize the public. And it's Hegelian. You know, we've talked about this. You know, you have the problem, cause, effect, and then the government program that they implement to steer people in the direction, like lemmings, to do whatever they want. HIV equals AIDS was that program. It was sprung on the American people without peer review, as you pointed out, Bob, and it's been a disaster ever since. So this man is another one of those people who, you know, who fought it. And we've had a lot of them who did for a long period of time. The ladies that you mentioned were close friends. These are both mothers who were very clean-cut ladies. I mean, if they walked into the finest restaurants, you know, dressed up, you would never suspect that they had HIV. I mean, because of the stereotypical ideology, Bob. You know, that's the way it is.
They need to bring awareness to this HIV fraud, and it's time that you get informed about it as well. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Let's keep the phone lines open, Steve. What do you say?
Yeah, I think we should. I'd like to hear from some vets that were in D.C. or who else could we listen to tonight that has something to say?
Anybody who has anything on their mind. Anybody who has anything on their mind. 800-313-9443. Let's see here. Do I have something I want to play here?
You got another play, another clip? We got a lot of great people that are listening. I know there's a lot of them on the RBN network listening online, but I always like to hear people who are listening on KU band satellite or from one of our little affiliates or wherever they are, you know. And you know, you never can tell. Maybe
one of our big affiliates.
Right. Maybe it's somebody that picked up one of your archives, Bob, and they're listening in the future, and they have a time machine way to come back to the past to call in. And they could tell us what's going to happen. Wait, you think? You think? No.
Right, you've lost him, man.
I lost him. I lost him right there. Okay. Well, if you're listening in the future, yeah, go ahead. Please what do you stop. Got there? Please?
Okay.
you better have something really good. Okay.
You better have something good.
Yeah,
fluoride can destroy our country, Steve.
I know it already has been to a large extent. I mean, I wonder sometimes.
There's a iHealth Tubes channel. Fluoride could destroy our country. As you know, we've been talking a lot about fluoride on the show. And it's some nasty stuff. But this new piece does a really good job of discussing how it could destroy our country, literally.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Here it is.
With all the information that we have, and we continue to get more about fluoridation.
It doesn't want to agree
with
me.
Why is it continuing? What is the benefit there?
Well, the benefit is to industry. The large American industries, and the lie has gone on so long that now China, Japan, Mexico, and Belgium sell their hazardous waste. Well, why don't they put it in the water? It's law on those kinds. China has a whole program for removing fluoride from the water supply, so the way that they're adding it, so it's basically making billions of dollars. Bill Hersey said that there were half.
Come on. The heck's wrong with my system tonight, Steve? Hold on. Let me close the whole bunch
of that. The NSA is messing with your computer, Bob. I keep telling you.
No, it's not always the NSA every time something goes wrong.
Okay, sometimes it's the FBI or the CIA or Mossad, man. You know,
no, it's not always a government agency. Sometimes it's just my bad.
Oh, man, it's Pakistani intelligence.
The Pakistani intelligence. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know. Bandwidth's just not permitting, so. It would have been nice if that clip, it's really interesting what they're saying here about Florida. It is about the industries. That's the only people with benefits, is the industries and the eugenicists and so on and so forth. All right, I think we got it loaded. Here we go.
1 million tons of silico fluoride added to the public water supplies of the United States. 500,000 tons. If you had 1 ton of silico fluoride and had to pay for it to be disposed of, you'd be in the poorhouse, because it's terribly expensive. But look what you lose. If you just said, oh, you can't use the water supply for that anymore, look what you'd lose. You'd lose phosphate fertilizer. That's the one that you put on the tomatoes, and you have this tomato that's about as big as a basketball and tastes like maybe a basketball, you know, no flavor at all. Phosphate makes the plant thirsty. So Agribiz loves their phosphate because they can go to the store and sell food for the cost of water. And so the other thing you'd lose would be the nuclear materials that they used to extract. Well, we're not making any nuclear weapons. We're trying to destroy them. So we don't need our nuclear materials anymore. So it's a win-win situation. You stop putting the stuff in the water. You stop having the cancers from the fluoride. You stop having the cancers from the arsenic. Because all of the products, the state of California stipulated in a lawsuit in Escondido that the products are contaminated with arsenic. So what's the idea? Let's add some arsenic to the water? Well, it's good for the oncologist. We can treat more cancers that way. It's bad for the recipient. And that we're killing babies. Fluoridegate, we talk about 18,000 dead American babies that would be alive if they were born in Sweden or one of those other countries that don't fluoridate the water and they don't vaccinate on the day of birth. The reason the infants are dying is because the silico fluoride is not fluoride. It is a very unnatural man-made product that's bled into the bodies of the babies. Vaccines with mercury, like the flu vaccine or Rogam, put mercury in the baby. Or the dentist decides to drill on mom's teeth, or the hygienist decides to polish the teeth while the woman is pregnant. That's put mercury in the baby, too. So the silico fluoride puts the lead in the baby. The dentist or the vaccine manufacturers put mercury in the woman or the fetus. And as a result, you end up with dead babies. I don't think that's appropriate. The industry does not care whether or not the infants in this country die. But.
But. But.
But. Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
But we need that stuff.
He was about to make a good point, it froze up. Oh, well.
Well, I think we get a good portion of that. I mean, it's about getting rid of a toxic substance and finding a way to put it in our water supply that we've now found doesn't help us, doesn't help harden your teeth. It actually gives you spots and ugly things. It weakens your bones. We have a lot of people, you know, who are suffering from that these days, especially women. And it's not a lack of calcium, but, I mean, we have a lot of problems that this ongoing substance is creating for us as we get older, which is, you know, another problem for the younger generation, and they're going to be sick themselves because of it. So, you know, this is something we got to address. We got to look at it. We got to be honest about it.
All right, Steve. Should I get to Amazon in a minute, maybe?
Yeah, you can do that if you like. The other stories here, too. We got them. They're all over the place. I mean,
I'll tease the Mossad minute until the next segment. I got a Mossad minute ready to go. So what would you like to pick it up with?
Let's tease, and then let's see what you got, man.
Okay, well, the Mossad minute, I don't want to give it away, but it has to do with a trial in Iran. And I'll tell you about some of what... let's just give you this quote. Bibi Netanyahu, he says, quote, "Awakened from the illusion that has taken hold on some since the elections in Iran."
Yeah.
So there you go.
So Bibi doesn't buy the line that he's hearing is what you're saying, and he's still...
There's talk about the new president being more progressive and whatnot. But then there's this trial that they're talking about, and we'll tell you about that with our Mossad Minute today. All right, Steve, what do you got?
All right, I don't have anything on Mossad Minute, but let me check real quick and see if I can find another Mossad Minute update.
No. Steve.
Oh, what do I got? Oh, yeah. I had a great story.
We're keeping the Mossad Minute till the next segment, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I've got a good one that comes from offwallminds.com. October 14th, 2013, and the question is, have we reached peak entitlements? Peak entitlements. You've heard about peak oil. You've heard about peak outgrowth and all kinds of things like that. What about peak entitlements? Okay, there is no way an economy that grows by 75% every year for 25 years can fund entitlement programs expanding by 500% or more over the same time period. One aspect of peak government is peak entitlements, the ability of the government to fund its social program promises out of current tax revenues. Recall that federal entitlements programs such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, to mention the largest, are all pay-as-you-go, meaning they are funded out of current tax revenues. The Social Security and Medicare trust funds are politically useful illusions, as the securities within the so-called trust funds are non-marketable. The government funds shortfalls in these programs are the same way, and it funds all the other deficit expending by selling treasury bonds. And so this article is pretty good, offwallminds.com, and it shows you these graphs that deal with all kinds of things like the GDP, and then it shows you Social Security, federal spending. Federal spending is up 317% increase. It shows you the line of where the cutoff is. What we're talking about are entitlements that we're never going to be able to pay people. I mean, these are broken promises, friends. We have already defaulted on the American public. That's the real story.
All right, Mossad Minute coming up in just minutes.
Very cool.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Moments. But first, let me remind you that we have open phone lines at 800-313-9443. If you'd like to jump on board, you can do so by dialing us toll-free, 800-313-9443. Iran holds trial of a suspected Israeli spy. The accused allegedly acted against Iran's security, collected information, transferring it outside the country, and assisting anti-religious establishments. Judge Dakota Salary was quoted on Saturday by the Murr News Agency as saying, four of these individuals were caught red-handed, and their interrogations were ongoing, said the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Saleh. Let's see here. They were arrested on plans to sabotage a nuclear site on October 6th. Israel's Foreign Intelligence Service, Mossad, is believed to be responsible for the attacks and an alleged attempt to stop Iran's nuclear program. Since 2010, there have been a number of assassinations targeting top Iranian scientists and experts in the nuclear and missile fields. Following the election, the new president, Hassan Rouhani, in August, in front of the international community, has expressed hopes that Iran/Israeli relations would enter a new era with a more liberal political mindset, as Rouhani pledged to take a path of moderation. However, Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu has urged to, quote, awaken from the illusion that has taken hold on some since elections in Iran. The end of September, an Israeli court remanded in custody a Belgian man of Iranian descent, Ali Mansouri, suspected of spying for Iran and collecting intelligence for a possible terrorist attack. Well, the only ones who have actually acted on those sabotage and terrorist attacks are the Israelis. We know that they've been caught in several operations in Iran, and these operations have been acknowledged by the Mossad themselves as originating from the Mossad. They've openly claimed these attacks. And that, folks, has been today's Mossad Minute.
The Mossad Minute. A Mossad Minute update is brought to you by AIPAC. AIPAC, the makers of all the bad politicians you have in Washington.
All right, well, thank you to our sponsor. Not our sponsor, but...
theirs.
Sellouts in Washington sponsor, we should say. They certainly sponsor a lot. They're the one of the leading lobbyists in the world.
Yeah, well, there's some interesting stuff here that's just kind of breaking. I don't know if you noticed this, but there's an outrage in India as the temple stampede toll hits 115. Police tactics questioned. Authorities came under fire over policing levels amid claims the panic was aggravated by baton charging, that is. And then at the same time, a U.S. ship transporting weapons was detained by the Indian Coast Guard. Okay, now, we know about the whole thing that happened in Mumbai a long time ago, and you have to wonder what's going on in India right at the moment, which is agitating a lot of this stuff. And, again, you know, down the road, we'll probably find things that we may not see in the headlines right away and then have to investigate and try to expose after the fact, still speaking to the American people who are glued to the boob tube, sucking that poisonous teat till they die. And, you know, it's very difficult to try to communicate, but we are getting through, and thank God you have a great audience here, Bob, and people that are, you know, listening and paying attention, adding to our collective knowledge, and we are investigating, friends. I mean, it's not just harebrained conspiracy theory show hour here. We listen, and we try to investigate, and doggone it, if we don't find some things down the road that turn up some very ugly trends and some very hideous activities. So, that being said, Bob, do we have calls that we're going to get to now?
Let's get to a caller. What do you say? Let's talk with Tina. Hello, Tina.
Good evening, Bob Tuskin. Hey, how are you tonight? So, you were speaking earlier of His Royal Highness, the Prince Philly.
Yeah,
yes.
His Royal Highness.
Yes.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Common Purpose?
Yes.
Thomas Perkins?
Yes.
Did you know that's his brainchild?
Really?
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. And you have to be invited to be a leader. And the thing is, go to Common Purpose, CSC Leaders. Just put that, Common Purpose, CSC Leaders. I think there's a Vimeo video. And in the beginning, it's mostly funded, this Common Purpose. They were able to get the people in Ireland to give up the predominant rights over their own children that the government would have, and Common Purpose was out there helping them. And if you look on top of Common Purpose, if you go to that CSC Leaders, whatever that is, or go to Common Purpose, go to their website, and you'll see this CSC Leaders video. It's all disgusting except the very first 5 minutes. And in the first 5 minutes, you'll see that the biggest funder to this Common Purpose, which we have an American version, I think it's called Common Ground Collective, and I think it goes in with the Common Core. Anyway, so what we've got is that Circle gives the money, predominantly, to Common Purpose to run these private, you know, you have to be invited to be a leader. And this Common Purpose thing, or the, yes, this Common Purpose, right, Circle just happens to have the Obamacare contract. And Circle has about the most government contracts that anyone could ever have in the world. And the thing is, they've got these leaders. And have you ever heard of the Landmark Training Program?
I've heard vaguely about it, but go ahead and elaborate.
I have. I have several friends who tried to coax me into doing it, and it never sat well with me. I learned a little bit about it. It seems like NLP as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what it is, it was kicked out of France. You can look up Landmark was told to get out of France because it's a brainwashing session. It's Kurt Lewin's small group dynamics. Kurt Lewin was able to tell these people, these Jews in the 30s, that, you know, hey, you're a self-hating Jew. And the Jew says, no, I'm not a self-hating Jew. So they put him in these small groups, which most of the churches have now. And they put him in these small groups, and he talked to him, he played his little games with him, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, break down the person, almost like EFT, Earhart Seminar Training, same thing. So anyway, so Lewin broke them down, and then they found out they were self-hating Jews, and corporations used this. And the churches are using it, and so is Prince Charles, or Prince Philip out there, and his little circle and his Common Purpose. They use this, it's scientific management. And the churches are loaded with this small group scientific management. But anyway, it all comes from our loving, he didn't have to die to come back and do his fun work. He invented this Common Purpose in like 1956 or so. If you go to his site, you can find out. And we're all living under, you know, like I said, the Obamacare. Look it up, Circle. I'll beat all the U.S. contractors. So one little company in London is going to have the account for every American, and it's going to be wonderful. And this was given to them on July 4th, 2013. So we're back under Britain. And Prince Philip is a hero, at least out there. So I thought I would tell you, because you mentioned Prince Philip. And I thought,
yeah, that's very interesting. You got me looking into Landmark again here. I haven't thought of them in a long time.
Landmark Training? Yeah.
It was called the Landmark Education. And they changed the name to the Landmark Worldwide. They're based in San Francisco. They present themselves as personal development.
Oh, it's called personal and leaders too. And the leaders come out with this baby smile, and they do whatever they're told. It's very much so because you break the person down. You get them.
Harry Rosenberg is the CEO, and Michael Levitt is
still in
president.
Business. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I have some friends tried to get me into it.
France thing. Now, I'm not saying that they're using Landmark, but Landmark, that's from what I understand back in the day, European ministers of parliament had to take that training. And there was this guy who did not like the training. And it's very interesting stuff. But see, it's the three-step program. It's
interesting. The three steps. One, two, three. And we're off the break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with hour number three in just a second.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.